This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Tune In with Erica, the last Thursday in July. Let's get together and make it special. Hey, hey, hello. How nice to have your company on this auspicious Thursday. Last one in July 2024. Could anybody tell me what happened to this year? It's nearly August. How did that happen? And I know it's not just me, because I've been speaking to friends of mine and they say exactly the same thing. Anyway, I am delighted to spend it with you. It is 8:30 Pacific, or that's 11:30 Eastern. If you're in the middle, you know when you are. And also it's 4:30 in the afternoon here in the UK, 5:30 in Europe. Or frankly, it is whenever you're listening to this, because you may be listening to the on-demand system. And I try to get all my shows up onto the on-demand system as soon as they've recorded and I can get them to air. So it is a pleasure to have your company. I can see people already coming into the Facebook chat room. I'm just doing the refresh Facebook dance thing that we have to do in order to run something from that. I can hear a cat yowling in the background. That's quite spectacular as well. I hope it's not that tomcat coming to visit. He can yowl off, quite frankly. Anyway, whatever it is, they can't get in this room, so that should be fine. At least I don't think they can. Watch this space. Anyway, as I was saying, Facebook chat room is there. If you want to come and join us, go to 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left hand side. There is an option to chat. It will bring you into the Facebook chat room. I'm just going to turn top comments into all comments and turn it the other way up so I can actually see who's in there. A very good morning to Maureen, to Terry, and to Laura, and to Renee, and to Joni. You're all in there. I can see you asking for readings, and I will be my pleasure to do that. I will come back in there a little later and pick up those messages and do some readings. I did, of course, do a meditation before I came on air to ask the angels what they wanted me to talk to you about today, and the Ascended Masters, because it was the feast day of Mary Magdalene this week and a full moon in Capricorn. It's been a busy week. And I really, really, really felt the energy of Mary Magdalene. It was the 22nd was her feast day. And I felt her come in a meditation that morning, and I didn't even know it was her feast day. And then, of course, I went on the internet and everybody's going, hey, did you know it's the feast day of Mary Magdalene? I thought, well, that's a no-brainer then. That's why she came through so powerfully. And she's very, very powerful as an ascended master at the moment. Although I like to call them maestras. But then that's just me. It's the same thing as this actor, actress. And I completely get why we are neutralizing some of these definitions of people, because there has been an imbalance towards the patriarchal. But actually, I like celebrating the divine feminine as well. So I hope nobody gets their knickers in a twist over this. But I quite like actress. I think it says the divine feminine, but I completely get why actors of both genders want to be called actors. I get it. And if that's what they want, I will respect it. But also, I do with my ascended masters, who I think are probably past gender descriptions, I like to call them masters, maestros and maestras. That's just me. I'll leave that one out there. Anyway, I did a meditation this morning. I did get well and truly sidetracked there. I did a meditation and said, what do you want me to talk about? Because quite frankly, about half an hour ago, I hadn't a clue what they wanted. But they gave me a message, so I pulled some cards to see. And of course, the cards instantly came up and backed up the message that had come through. So they wanted me, particularly as we're closing down this month and opening the pages of a new month next week in August. And it always feels like that page turning when the month turns. And also, we're whizzing through summer. So there's that as well. And they wanted me to talk about fresh starts and new beginnings. So I went to my Wisdom Tarot deck and drew out a card. And of course, it's the number one, the Dreamer, which is the Fool in Standard Tarot. It's the start of a new archetype's journey. And he's always got a little dog with him, and he's stepping through a new door. This one particularly comes with Archangel Metatron. I know in some decks it comes with Gabriel, because Gabriel, of course, heralds new beginnings. But Metatron also can pull apart time and space. And in my deck, this dreamer is stepping through the door from the universe, the void, the stars, and has stepped back into the reality of life in 3D planet Earth. And is this new start and this new trust. And there's so much of that about at the moment. Here in the UK, we've got it. We have a new government with which I am moderately delighted, shall I put it that way. They have very good intentions to stand up for people. How much they will actually get done when they're faced with the hurly-burly of politics and the pressures that come upon politicians from above and financial institutions and from all sides. But anyway, they have good intentions, and I'm very pleased with that. I'm also very mindful of that phrase that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but I wish them well, and I hope they will do well for people. They've certainly got the right idea. It also, as I was meditating, that came to mind that phrase that all it needs for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. So I hope that whatever those politicians are, and whatever your politicians are where you are, and I know in the States you're having your politics pulled apart left, right and centre, I hope that people will prevail who are, I'm not going to say truthful, because truth is a movable feast. It's a constantly swaying wave, that one. I hope that they will be kind and generous and well-meaning towards everyone. I'm just going to leave that one there. But this card, New Beginnings, and I asked for another card to go with it, and I got the card, The Awakening. Interesting. Another major arcana card in standard tarot. It's the Hanged Man, which means we're waiting for something to happen. I quite like the fact that this, in my deck, is called The Awakening. And in it, the picture is the same young man who was walking through the cosmic door in the dreamer, except this time he's hanging upside down in a tree, and absolutely everything that he packed in his bag to take with him on the beginning of the journey is falling out of his bag. Everything is getting shaken up. And again, it's this idea that the status quo will not serve. Everything's coming out of that bag. Everything's going to get reevaluated and put back in a different order. It comes with Archangel Shamuel, who finds us what we are looking for. Lovely lime green color, works with the upper heart. It's always about a temporary pause for reflection and insight on seeing things in a new light. All of which I think speaks perfectly to what's going on in the world at the moment. I did just literally before I came on air, I did wonder what had happened in the French election, because they had that very, very right-wing Marie Le Pen looked like she was going to be very successful, which I find the rise of right-wing nationalism in Europe slightly alarming. Did we learn nothing from the First and Second World War? But the French people, bless them, have risen up, and the centre-left seem to have balanced things out. So there's a balance going on in Europe. I wish you well in the States. I'm not going to say any more than that. So I can see more people coming in the chat room. Where am I for time? I wanted to introduce you to some music today that I have fallen in love with, and also I've just found it very balancing. You know, I'm a Libra, I like my balance, but very empowering. The particular person, you may know her, in which case you're going, where have you been? Have you not heard her before? I found her on YouTube, that somebody had sent me the link saying, have you heard this woman? She is actually Gabonese from Africa, but she also is known for singing in Italian. She is called Chantress Sheba. Her voice is astounding. She tends to play with musicians who play guitar or the handpan, the hung, always out in nature, mic'd so you can hear them, but always out in nature. She is extraordinary. And I particularly got caught up in her chant Om Gam Ganapate Namaha, which is an invocation to the deity Ganesh, who removes obstacles. And I had been setting this intention all week that please could the universe remove obstacles to my seeing what it is that I need to see. and I left it at that, to removing obstacles to my vision. And I've been using this chant. I cannot begin to tell you how powerful it is and how much stuff has shifted. So I'm going to introduce you to that beautiful music. It's a heads up, because this is a show that will go to on demand, I'm going to play a fair bit of it, so that if you want to use this, you can go back and find it. I think I'm okay to use it because it's very much in the public domain. She's put her music in the public domain, so I think it's fine for me to do so. So I'm just looking. I am fair way into the show. So I'm just going to do this now so that's done and you have got it and you can go back and find this beautiful music. Do look at her other pieces. She's called Chantresse, which is Chantresse, and her name is Sheba. I think it's pronounced Sheba and not Seba. It's S-E-B-A. I haven't heard her say her name, and she is Gabonese, so I was going for Sheba, but it might be Seba. Anyway, in this particular track, she's singing with a musician called Multi Martin, who's playing a handpan, one of the really new ones that have got notes underneath as well as on top. And I've just bought myself a handpan, which I'm enjoying playing, but I'm looking at the expertise of this man, which is just effortless and beautiful. So I'm going to play you a bit of this right now. It's Om Gam Gana Pataye Namaha. It is the chant to Ganesha to remove obstacles in whatever way you want them removed. So it can be obstacles to your seeing the way forward, obstacles to achieving something, obstacles to seeing the reality of what you need to see, your truth. I let you listen to this. Enjoy.
Ganga.
don't know about you, but I found that absolutely entrancing. It's just fabulous. I'm going to put the link, if I can, into the chat room for you. Let's have a look. I've got all sorts of things going on in my computer, but I'll do my best and paste that in there. Right, it is in there, so hopefully you can find it. I just find that entrancing and uplifting, and when the maelstrom of the world is going around, I find it enormously helpful, so I share it with you. Okay, I am very mindful. I haven't done you your readings, and I'm looking at the clock ticking, so let me just sort out Facebook, tip it the right way up, and find you some readings. I know, Maureen, you would like a dragon card, and I did pull you a dragon card from the new Dragon Riders Oracle. I did it a little earlier because I say I'm not that familiar with this deck, and I really wanted to take in this card. You have the most glorious pink dragon and a Nordic or a Germanic goddess called, I'm going to go for Eir, E-I-R, I'm not sure, my German's not great. She's the goddess of mercy and the healing arts, and she lives on the hill of healing. So this is a really healing message. And with Freya, they used to take the bodies of the warriors, the Valkyries, to Valhalla. And the message from her for you is, it is possible to influence the wheel of fortune. But to do this, you must change your thoughts and your words and your deeds, and you can travel in meditation to the weavers of destiny. And if your heart is filled with love, you can petition them and do this. And you can change the wheel of fortune to the wheel of happiness, which is a gorgeous message. She comes with a very graceful female dragon called Othala. And the message from Othala is, once on the path of magic, you will create the kingdom of peace here on earth using your will alone. So understand that the magic you have internalized and applied will not be lost when you transition into a new life. So this is eternal. In other words, a beautiful message. And I thank the dragons and their riders for that. And I hope that is helpful to you, Maureen. Lots of new beginnings. Again, it's this theme of new beginning. Terry, good morning to you. I'm very glad you've joined me for the day. You would like a message, of course, my darling. Let's see what we can do. I have a feeling this theme of new beginnings is probably going to come up time and time again, but this is for Terry. Okay, we have a card. Ooh. I love this card. Wish this were my card. It's the wish card. This has got a genie on it. It's the nine of water. Water is our emotions. Again, it's this idea. It kind of goes with that dragon rider card, that if you use your heart, your wishes, your intentions, you can fashion the world that you would like. Enjoy playing with that today, Terry. Laura, good morning to you. You would like a message. I'm just going to keep an eye on the clock while I'm doing this as well. I think I can do two things at once. Okay, Laura, you would like a card. I'm just going to clear the deck. Wow, that lot fell out fast. Do you know what? I swear I am not doing this. I put the card back. The Dreamer has come up again. It was the first card of the day. Again, these new beginnings, new setting out, having trust, having faith, pushing your fears aside and trusting that all will be well. This is obviously the angels and the ascended masters or maestros and maestras are just pushing this message today for me. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Joni. Last Thursday in July already. I know. Oh my goodness. Oh my giddy aunt, my ears and whiskers. How did that happen? You would like a message? Of course, my darling. Okay, so what did you get? Interesting. Now I've got an air card. I have a two of air, two of swords, if you like your traditional tarot. This is a lady with cross swords in front of her, but she has an ocean behind her. The ocean to me is the emotions, but she's standing on the shore and she's got these cross swords. She's just not sure how to make that decision to move forward. She's kind of stuck. And the answer is that she needs to draw on that ocean of water behind her. It can also be a card you get if you're pretending there isn't a problem when there is one and you need to turn around and face that ocean. So if that rings a bell with you today, then that should make sense. Okay, Dove Light Astrology, lovely to see you in here as well. Good morning. Feast days of Mary Magdalene and Guadalupe are your favorites. Terry is in there as well. Thank you for sharing about Mary Magdalene. I do and love celebrating all things with you. Bless you. And Ganesha too, absolutely. They are all prisms of the divine. We don't have to follow one wisdom tradition or not. I'm very happy. In fact, I like omnism, which is the belief that all wisdom traditions have a part of the story. Catherine, good morning to you. Happy to be in the same time zone. You're in Ireland. Top of the morning to you. Actually, top of the afternoon to you if you're in Ireland. You'd like a message from the Devic Dragon Realm, of course. Let me get the dragon riders out and see what we can do. I'm just keeping an eye on the timing. Yeah, I'm okay for time. So let's have a dragon for Catherine. Wow, that flew out. You have a black dragon. Let me just find the information on this dragon. I've just pulled a dragon from the other deck and I got another black dragon. So you've definitely got black dragons around you for sure. So let's find out what this dragon wants to say to you. Again, I'm going for the pronunciation. It almost sounds Gaelic Irish to me. It's D-U-B-H, dub. This is the great healer of the elven people, who's a free spirit. And there's an element of wildness about him. And you're in Ireland, and I kid you not, he's standing there. He's got a black dragon, and he's in black, but he has his hand out. And shining from it is a green light, emerald green of the Emerald Isles. So he has a message. You've come a long way along the path of life, and you are now mature enough to find answers and discover deep insights. And the answers have always been there, but now you're ready to hear and understand them. And interestingly, he is also talking about the Wheel of Destiny, and we had this before. The Wheel of Fortune turns relentlessly, bringing the new while simultaneously allowing the old to pass. This message again. And your message from the dragon, Dub, is the power of the four elements, the earth, the fire, and the air, and the water, dwells within you as a magical entity. But one of these is only barely lived by you, if at all. In order to make progress in your life path and receive answers, it's time to consciously live and strengthen this element. So is the one you don't feel strong in, the earth, the fire, the air, or the water, is one of those feel a little bit diminished? I'm not going to say weak, diminished. If it does, that's the message from, I'm going to say his name is Ormiak, O-R-M-I-A-C-H, and the dragon is Dub, D-U-B-H. So again, time for change, same message. Good morning to Terry, lovely picture of Ganesha, thank you. I've put the link up there if you want to listen to that beautiful music by Chantres Sheba or Seba. Glad you like the music, Joni, as well. Oh, good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, who's my colleague from One Two Listen, who also enjoyed the music. And as did Terry. Can you share my card with me? I will do my best later on. Okay. Quelly, good morning to you. Nice to see you in there. Nice hug to you too. And I will share my card with you, Eric, and everybody else in here. Okay. I'm going to give this one more refresh to make sure that I haven't missed out anybody, because I don't want to be doing that, because I've only got 4 minutes left. And I just wanted to make sure that I've said good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are to everyone. So I'm just doing the Facebook dance. Come on, Facebook, you can do this. I would also say that if you go back and pick up that link for Om Gam Ganapate Namaha, you can chant along with it, which is very, very empowering. When you start to add your own voice into it, it's really, really, really empowering. I've got more comments coming in. I'm just dashing down the far end to have a look to make sure I haven't missed anyone. Maureen, I'm glad you like the music as well. Ah, thank you, Catherine. Dub is Gaelic for black. Well, there you are, the most perfect card for you. I'm really glad that that dragon came through. So absolutely perfect. The dragons have been very, very much around me this week, along with Mary Magdalene. I can see other comments coming in. I'm just going to pull one more dragon card for you because I do appreciate, I love you guys in the Facebook chat room. You know I do. But sometimes people can't get in there for all sorts of reasons. So this is for you whenever and wherever you are. And oh wow, one of my favorite cards from the dragon deck. I've got a sun god and the dragon is Esra, a beautiful golden fiery dragon, and the sun god is on fire as well, a fiery being. Free yourself from lies and deception and live your truth. Shine in your own light. Other people's truths are no use to you. Thank you, you two, for that. That kind of echoes what I was saying at the beginning about truth being a kind of alterable feast. But one thing is pretty secure: if you're being kind and thoughtful, you are kind of on the right path, because truth is a movable feast. When I think of my truths when I was a teenager or in my 20s or 30s, they're probably not the truths I have now. So we can all evolve, but kindness and love is absolutely universal. Good morning to Gwyn as well. I've just seen you coming in the Facebook chat room. I am almost out of time, but my goodness, where did July go and where did this show go as well? It really did. It's pelting by, but I hope whenever and wherever you are, you've been able to tune in and get something useful from this. Next week I will be doing my starscopes, although I'll let you into a secret: I haven't written them yet. I'm kind of like a kid that does their homework at the very last minute, and I have had quite a challenging, no, I'm not going to say that, not challenging week, an absolutely full-on week. That Capricorn moon just did for me. I decided to paint the hallway. I thought, I can't afford a decorator. Hey, how difficult can this be? Get on YouTube, look at what you need, and get on with it. So I looked on it and I did it. It would have taken a professional decorator, I think, probably about 2 days. It took me 4.5. It was just like, in the middle, why did I start this? But anyway, I've done it. It's beautiful. It's white, which is what I wanted. I now have to sort the flooring out, but that's a whole different story. But anyway, that was the Capricorn moon for me. That and the various other energies we had last week. So I didn't get round to writing my starscopes, which, of course, I should have done. But I will be around with them next week, I hope. Anyway, please do stay with 1-2 Radio, because Jay and Raven are on their way. And 1-2 Radio is just great company right through your day. I will be with you at the same time next week. Until then, have a really good week. See you in August. Lots of love. Take care.